The show hasn't started yet.
Come on in, everybody's here. Couldn't start the show without you.
The show's about ready to start.
The show's about to start.
Show's starting.
Sit down, the show's starting.
Start the show.
Okay, the show's starting.
Honey, the show is starting.
Okie dokie.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. Good morning, 612. You got Rick, you got Fatty, 37 degrees, clear skies. Welcome to your Monday.
Is it starting?
It is already starting. And of course, a chance at $1,000, 820, the first code coming down this morning. The cool thing about this week, Patty, besides Cole Swindell coming to town, we got $10,000 on Thursday.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is.
That's pretty awesome.
Moodle of the Cash Cow going to give you a chance at $10,000. Now, we still got to get through today with $1,000, and that's nothing to shake a stick at. So, give you a chance at $1,000. We're going to work on some Facebook fun, other people's problems on the way. Nashville news. Great way to get your day started with some fun and some music. And Patty went on
Let's
a trip.
Let's go.
Patty went on a trip, so Patty's back. So
yes, I am.
Hopefully you had a great time. Went back home for a little bit.
I did. And
had a great time.
I did.
Ran around visiting radio buddies and radio stations and all that. All right, let's get the day started. Grab your coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. 102.7 KORD.
Rick and Patty in the morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
And KORD, Rick and Patty with you. Good morning, 623. Great to have you along with us. Happy Monday to you, 37 degrees, clear skies. Going to be warm, going to be nice, 75 all the way through the week.
I'll take it. Last night was, even this morning was quite cool.
It's very nice.
Did you see the moon?
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Isn't it?
Yeah, clear skies right now. Beautiful day for you, 37 degrees. And it's going to be nice for the next couple weeks. So as we get ready for, I know it's kind of hard to imagine. Ready for fall. Fall's around the corner. I know. Feels like it.
It really does.
Yeah. Get ready for, I can't believe Halloween's around the corner.
I don't
too know.
And have you had your pumpkin spice yet?
I have not, but I know.
Nor have I.
Or eggnog, but I know it's that time of year.
Yes,
so get ready for it. All right. Facebook fun to get the day started. Have a little fun with you here. Mm-hmm. Leftovers, yay or nay on the leftovers. I think Patty's a big leftover person.
I am a leftover fan. Yeah. I love leftovers. Now, I haven't had any leftovers for quite some time. Although, yes, I guess I can say that I have spaghetti squash.
Okay, spaghetti squash.
I've had a lot of leftovers of that.
I always see you when you come in. You always have stuff from previous dinners and different things in your Tupperware and all that.
Listen to this. My husband made hard-boiled eggs.
Okay.
So that's a great source of protein for me. I got 2 hard-boiled eggs for breakfast today, Rick.
Well, my wife gives me a hard time because guess what I do not like?
You don't like leftovers.
I like my fresh food.
Really?
Maybe it's because, and not that I'm entitled by any means, but growing up poor, not with my foster parents, but when I got back into the system and got adopted out and all that. So, you didn't know if something was fresh or not in the fridge.
I'm one
of those people where...
You've had some bad food.
Drives her nuts because I am incredibly paranoid about milk and bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if I open a loaf of bread and I eat a couple pieces for a couple days, that's it. I'm good. And she's like, it's good for a while. I'm like, I don't think so.
Point taken. I get it.
Same with milk. Growing up, growing up poor.
I'm not even a fan of milk.
But if the milk's not good, I'm not interested. And then I don't know if she's one of those people that would...
Megan?
I don't know if Megan's one of those people who would like chop the mold off cheese. No, thank you.
Oh, I won't do that either.
People will do that.
to get rid of it. But some people do.
Gammy is like, let me cut. No, sorry. It's not the Great Depression. Sorry. You don't need to take for me, but I will go with pizza, pasta, things like that. If I am going to have leftovers.
Things that are easily reheated.
Things that are easily reheated.
I hear you.
Yeah, things like that. Definitely sure for leftovers. So chime in on it. Samboni says, yes, I'm good with leftovers. All right, Samboni.
I'm looking at that delicious bowl of pasta.
I know. That looks good.
I haven't had pasta in a while. That is one of the things that I do miss.
Yeah, you and I have not had pasta thanks to our diet. So, but leftovers, yay or nay, that is the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. Let us know. It's Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
640, got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. All right, Patty, what's going on in Nashville?
Megan Maroney's Am I Okay Tour is coming to an end. The Tennessee Orange singer performed 4 sold-out shows in L.A. and Vegas over the weekend. She played a 2-night stand at L.A.'s Greek Theater on Thursday and Friday, and then she followed that up with a pair of shows at the theater at Virgin Hotels in Sin City. She's going to be resuming the tour Friday in Dallas. She'll be playing 3 shows before wrapping the tour up in Tampa on October 18th. Megan Maroney recently teased in an interview that her next album is completed, with some fans speculating an announcement could be coming on her birthday, which happens on Thursday. Keith Urban fans think that he may have referenced his divorce from Nicole Kidman with a lyric change at a recent concert. He was in Hershey, PA on Thursday and included the breakup song You'll Think of Me in the set list. So fans did notice he tweaked a line in the song from Take Your Space and Take Your Reasons to Take Your Space and Your Stupid Reasons, while also including an expletive. The Hershey concert was Keith's first since the news broke out about the divorce, and posts of the video of the performance shared on social media. Several fans did note that they've never seen that level of passion from Keith while performing that song. We got Parker McCollum talking about how his song What Kind of Man came together.
That song, it's not like I had a title or a hook or anything. I was just banging around on guitar, making stuff up, and What Kind of Man came out. And then I think it was Natalie Hemby and Jeremy Spillmore were at my house one day, and I needed a second verse, and we wrote that, and they loved it, and I loved it, so now it's on the radio.
And I love it, too, and if you ever get the chance to see Parker McCollum in concert, I highly recommend it. Finally, Jelly Roll now has the number one song on country radio. Heart of Stone marks his 8th song to the top of Billboard's country airplay chart. Yep, that track has racked up 33 million audience impressions between September 26th and October 2nd. Just so you know, all 8 of Jelly's songs that have been sent to country radio have reached the top of the chart. Heart of Stone is the 3rd single from Jelly Roll's latest album, Beautifully Broken. Those are your trending headlines.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Jax and Dean and Heavens to Betsy, number one for new country, 102.7 KORD at 6:51. You got Rick, you got Patty. Other people's problems coming up in just a little bit, plus giving you a chance at $1,000 10 times a day, Patty.
That's amazing, Rick.
It is amazing. If you got the KORD mobile app, if you don't have it, you're missing out on a chance at this $1,000 and then $10,000 on Thursday for you. Of course, you can still get signed up for Cole Swindell, who's coming to town. We'll be talking with Cole tomorrow on the show. Super excited to talk to Cole Swindell about the big show.
That's like this Friday night.
It's this Friday night. And if you want to win some of those tickets, we'll give you more chances to win those tickets on the way. Plus, Eric Church tickets up for grabs right now on the Cord app as well. So a lot going on the KORD mobile app. And if you got the KORD mobile app, I just posted it. So here's the deal. I'm a little bummed out. Is the irrigation in Kennewick, and I know I talk about this a lot, shutting down early. So yesterday was the last day for irrigation in Kennewick, a couple weeks early because of the Yakima River and different things like that. Mm. So I thought I'd give you some tips on how to keep your grass green. You could look at that right now. You could also check out the statement from the KID about why they're shutting down the irrigation early. But it seems to get, the irrigation season seems to get shorter and shorter and shorter because not enough rain.
That's like a big deal here.
It really is. Well, trying to keep your grass green here in a desert is
it's tough.
And they charge you. So it's one of those things where it's like a use it or lose it. And I'm like, man, we already pay enough money for it. So when it gets shut off early,
it throws you guys in.
Well, in Kennewick, I'm kind of a cranky, you know, irrigation guy.
I understand.
Because we pay, you don't pay for it.
I do not.
Yeah, so, but you can check out our lawn care tips for you to keep that grass green. And check it out there on the station mobile app. A lot going on there. Also, these wildfires continuing on as well through October. We think that the normal season will be done, but it's not
done. It's still going.
It's still going.
Be safe.
Yeah, so read more of read those articles and more posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way, at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
One for New Country, it's 1027-KORD. It's 7-Eleven with Rick and Patty. Good morning. All right, other people's problems this morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What's going on with Missy here?
I don't know.
Well, she says, Rick and Patty, my husband and I started saving for our son's college when he was a baby.
Yep, we set aside a small amount from each paycheck. By the time he turned 18, we had $200,000 to send him to almost any school that he chose. Well, as high school graduation approached, my son chose to get a job repairing small engines. So he's done quite well. He says he could make a lot more if he opened his own shop, but that's going to cost money. So he asked for his college fund to do it. It's a fair request, as the college fund was money set aside to lay the foundation for his future. Well, my husband says a college fund is for college. He says businesses fail and go away, but college degrees don't. Does my son deserve his college fund to open a business? Missy in Richland.
All right. So what do you think, Patty? Or you want me to chime in on this one?
I'm with Dad on this.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm with Dad. You better go to school.
Wow. Okay. Well,
I mean, but I do get your trade. I understand that.
Wow. You and I are totally different. So what do you say? So my father was a transmission man.
Yeah.
His entire life. Learned how to do it in the Navy. So, and my dad had multiple shops.
Really? So yeah. He's quite successful.
Well, can be very successful. Yeah. Can be very successful at it. And then, when the collection collectors came, he just moved shops. So, because he still had a skill. My dad still had a skill. And it's an amazing skill. He's already got a job repairing small engines. He's doing very well. Sounds like he's very ambitious. You got to give your kid a lot of credit for being this ambitious.
I get that.
I'd give him the money. Okay. So I have a buddy. His name is Justin, and he was 16 years old on the radio, and his grandmother had left him $100,000 to go to college. Well, he decided that radio was his pathway, and so he got the $100,000. He got the $100,000. I mean, and he never went to college.
What did he do with it?
He stayed in radio. He was in radio, and now he's an airline pilot. He's a commercial airline pilot.
Good for
him. And so he's
flying for a big old fat airline.
He is. He's 35 years old. He came from money, so it wasn't like he needed the money. But it's still, I remember him, that his grandmother had left him $100,000, mm-hmm. and he decided that he was going to pursue his dream of radio, which he did for 20 years, and then became an airline pilot. After he said, okay, I'm done with radio.
Well, we all got to do something.
Right. His wife's a teacher. He's an airline pilot. So I think he's doing okay. So I'd give the kid the money.
I'd go to school.
All right. I say the kid should be able to open the business. It sounds like he's very driven, which is awesome. So I support this, Missy. So we'll see what you guys think. 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in this situation. $1,000 coming up. That's right, Moolah. This Thursday, giving you a chance at $10,000 with Moolah the Cash Cow. So our first code drop this morning at 8:20. Be ready to play along with the KORD mobile app for a chance at $1,000. All right, other people's problems got it going on. So Missy's got a situation with the son who's doing pretty good repairing engines, and now he wants to open up his own shop. They did set aside $200,000.
That's a lot of money for education, but he wants to use it to open up a shop.
Put up a shop.
An auto body shop,
yeah,
I guess.
Small engine shop or whatever. Yeah. But taking your calls, 547-KORD. Do you agree or disagree? The husband says for college only, and the mom says, well, I kind of think this would kind of be good for the kid. What do you think they should do?
You know, I agree with the dad. If he really wants to do this and he's a really confident kid, take that money, put it in a different account, and then once the business get up, then they can give it to it.
All right. Oh, good way to look at it. And appreciate the call here this morning.
Right on.
And we got into it off the microphone. We got into an interesting conversation. There are the doers, and then there's there's the dreamers. There's the doers and the dreamers. Now, the good thing is when you come across a dreamer and a doer, things will get done. It just does. Then you've got the dreamers that, well, if it all lines up exactly like I, you know, different things like that. So there are some people that she made a great point. There are some people that would just take that money and just blow it, or the business would fail. Mm-hmm. Then on the flip side, there are the hard workers that would make it happen. Right now, this kid seems pretty hardworking. So
I wouldn't do it. Nope. Okay. He's going to school.
All right. I'm still on the same side because I had a buddy who got got $100,000 from his grandmother, mm-hmm. and he stayed in radio for a lot of years.
Yeah, but now he's a pilot.
And now look, he's a that. Pilot. He's a commercial pilot. And again, every kid, I think every kid's different. So 547-KORD, app chat us what you do in this situation. More of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day. Local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
For New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty, it's 741. Great to be with you. 38 degrees, sunshine, a chance at $1,000 coming up in just a bit. Well, if you didn't know it, today is National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. What a unique day.
That's unbelievably unique.
I'm sure people are calling their moms right now going, hey, today is
Did you hear?
I know.
Did you hear what today is?
National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. Now, we talk a lot about these national days, but this one's kind of
One takes the cake.
I've never seen
it. Why would it just be National Transfer Funds to Your Child Day?
I know. Well, it's to your daughter. So so we'll have some fun with you guys. 547-KORDD. Have you ever had to wire money to one of your kids because they got themselves in a jam? And what was the jam? And we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Take some calls here.
My dad used to, when I first moved away from home, he would always like slip me a 20.
He's a good dad.
And it was like always a secret, so my mom never saw.
She knew, of course.
Of course she did.
Of course she did, yeah. I love.
She never slipped me any money, though.
No. Well, she wouldn't share the Hershey's candy bar. She wouldn't share her
None
gum.
Of it.
No, it's right. So
not her double mint gum.
Dad knew what he was doing there.
Did.
So that's even happened to you a little bit. Got a little bit of money from your dad on that one.
That's true.
All right. So have you ever had to wire money to one of your kids because they got themselves in trouble? We'll take some calls. 547-KORD. App chat us as well. Those calls are on the way. 1027-KORD. It's 1027-KORD. Got Rick. You got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Sunshine for you right now, Tri-Cities. Going to be another nice day for us. 75 degrees. And nothing nicer than having an extra $1,000. With the cash cow on the way.
That's spent already.
I know. Think about what you could do with that $1,000. And then this Thursday, one of two $10,000 Thursdays on the way for
That's
you.
That's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yep.
Cash is king these days.
Another great reason to download the KORD mobile app. Doesn't cost you anything. Go to the website right now. Download it. You can also go to your Google Play or wherever you get your apps.
That's right.
And download it and play along with this. Well, today is National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. So if you've been transferring money to your kids, well, there you go. This is your day. And we've been taking your calls, 547-KORD. I thought we'd have a little fun with you.
Did you?
Why did you have to give your kids money or wire money to your kids?
What happened?
If you had a situation.
What happened?
547-KORD, and why'd you do it?
It was bail money, too. I got in a bad relationship. I hit him with a pillow. And the only three numbers that I knew was my mom, my dad, and my grandparents.
Okay.
First person I called was my dad. Well, first he was like, why are you calling me from jail? And then I asked him, I'm like, can you bail me out? He's like, how much is your bail? And I told him, he was like, nope, you can sit.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to call and ask mom. So I hung up and called and asked mom. She's like, nope. Okay, so I called and asked my grandparents, and they finally did.
Oh.
Third time's a charm, huh?
I guess so. That was nice of your grandparents to get you out of jail there. And
I went to jail, my mom and dad, they would have let me
sat.
Come on. What is she in jail for?
Right, exactly. I'm sure, yeah. I've never gone to jail, but I'm sure my foster parents would have let me sat. Like, nope, consequences. They were all about consequences. So, yeah, absolutely. So, more calls on the way. National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. What a strange day. But have you ever had
consequences to your actions.
Exactly. And if you've ever been bailed out by your parents, give us a call. We'll share your story on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
For New Country, 1027-KORD, 10 minutes away from another code dropping for a chance at $1,000 with Moodle of the Cash Cow. That is on the way in just a bit. One of the most unusual days that I've seen today is National Transfer Money to Your Daughter Day. I know whoever's listening. I know. Me either. So, I mean, people are calling their moms right now. Give me some money. So, we've been taking your calls. And when did mom bail you out? So, that's kind of the questions we got for you today. 547-KORD. App chat is Desiree. Tell us your story.
So, it was actually my mom saving me. When I was 18, we decided to take my son to Mexico to visit his grandparents. Mm-hmm. And my son's father, bless his heart, is a fabulous person. And we drove down there. He decided to sell my truck and take off. And I was just kind of stranded there. And it took me about 2 months before I called my mom and told her I had no way to get back home. So they had to wire me some money.
Wow.
For a plane ticket. And this was in early 2000, where the only ID you needed to get into Mexico was just your ID. You didn't need a passport. So she had to pay for my birth certificate and my son's birth certificate, get them wired, sent down to us, and then sent me the money so that I could get a plane ticket to get home. And it was very scary.
It was very scary. Down there in Mexico for a couple months. Wow. And you got your kid. He's just a little guy.
And there's
guy.
A language barrier, yeah, though. Language, like, I mean,
yeah. She said she doesn't speak Spanish. She was down there. Luckily, mom came to the rescue. And wow, what a story. What a story. Desiree, thank you for the story this morning. Like, wow, I don't know.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Good parent.
Thank God it turned out okay, right?
Exactly. Very unusual thing to get your money to your daughter there for you. But more of the calls on the way, 547-KORD. So, Patty, over the weekend, went to a reunion where everybody was talking about how great you looked?
Well, they did. Here's what they said, though. They go, you haven't changed a bit.
Well,
you know, I guess 20-some-odd years ago.
I guess that's a compliment.
I'll take it.
Yeah, but
I will take it. They just said, yeah, you look great.
You look great.
And I'll take it.
You've lost close to, what, 50 pounds?
Almost.
I love
Almost
that.
Almost there.
I love it. Thanks to our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss, and they're great because...
And you're still down 20.
Oh, easily.
Right?
I've been off the diet now, what, 3 or 4 months? Easily.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm in the I'm not even in maintenance.
So what's different? Maintenance.
Well, so basically, once you get done with the diet, they say if you live your life 80%... Like
yes.
The list that we got, you're going to be okay.
You'll keep it off. You can maintain.
Yeah, so I don't deprive myself of anything. And the neat thing about this program is your brain is retrained. So
gotcha.
All the bad habits that I had developed
are
gone. Like it's not, so it's one of those things where your outlook changes. And I'll give you an example. Last year I did a video for McCurley Subaru and Pop, right? And I saw the difference between this year's video and last year's video. And I went, I can't believe that I allowed myself to get on camera weighing 20 pounds heavier than what I am today. And that, if you ever need reasoning.
Look at a photo of yourself.
Yes.
Yes. I saw, you know, yesterday I went to breakfast with my cousin and my aunt. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and I said, and they're like, how did you get motivated? And I said, well, I saw a photo of myself.
That's the number one motivation, and it keeps the weight off. So no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections, no exercise, no calorie counting.
Nope. Once you get going, it gets easier as you go. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, like Rick and I did, you can schedule your free private weight loss consultation by calling Tri-Cities Weight Loss. Ashley is her name, and Dr. Lopez will get you started at 509-410-0670.
Yeah, you learn more at tricitiesweightloss.com and let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
Hubbard backed in right now, number one for New Country, 1027-KORD. Rick and Patty with you. 645 right now is your code. 645 for a chance at $1,000. Again, that code is 645. $1,000 up for grabs. Excited because Thursday we'll have that $10,000, and we'd love for you to win some of that cash from Moolah. So good luck with that. Right now, 645 is going to be your code. All right, other people's problems. Let's tie this one off this morning. And what is going on in other people's problems, Patty?
Dad's getting kind of beat up, and I'm with Dad on this. Missy says, my husband and I started saving for our son's college fund. And we've got like $200,000. He's 18 now. To send him to almost any school that he wants to go to. Well, as high school graduation approached, my son chose to get a job repairing small engines. He's done really well, says he could make a lot more if he opened his own shop. But that's going to cost money, so he's asked for his college fund to do it. It's a fair request, as the college fund was money that we set aside for the foundation for his future. But my husband says, nope, the college fund is for college. He says businesses fail and go away, but college degrees don't. Does my son deserve his college fund to open a business? Missy in Richland.
And we're divided this morning because I'm like, give the kid a chance. You know, give him the benefit of the doubt. There's so many different roads to go to success, and the kid needs to start somewhere. All right, a lot of people are chiming in. Get us started, Patty.
Marissa right at the top says, we need to go back to the trades. College is by far and large a waste unless you're brilliant and focus on STEM. Businesses fail. Okay, but the skills he has are going to last a lifetime. Send him to small business classes and use the balance on a great business plan.
I like what Jolena says. This is perfect. Okay. College is a waste of money for some and does go to waste. Now, if he loves and is good at small engine repair, I personally would allow it, but maybe add in the stipulation that he needs to go to a bank that will work with him, give him support, and then sets them up with a business plan. That's from Jolena. Good advice there.
Amy says, yeah, you saved it for his future. If opening his own business is what he wants to do and he's good at it, go for it. Not all kids go to college and succeed. Dad needs to see what the trades are all about.
I like what Levi says. Yes, give him half and tell him the other half needs to go towards school, whether it's trade school or college. He has skills. Worst case, he sells his business if it's not what he thinks. Win-win. Good point there, Levi.
Charlene says, well, there's a lot more to running a business than being good at something. How old is this kid? We tend to change our minds a lot when we're young. I wouldn't release college money unless he's 25 or older and rocking his own finances successfully. I've worked with several biologists who started in the trades and grew to hate that life and then went on to college.
Yeah, Summer says, there is diesel mechanics college. He could minor in business. I would urge him towards that. A degree is important or life gets harder. Is it really hard to get a nice job? It is really hard to get a nice job if you don't have an associate's degree or something. College isn't the end all be all, but there is a lot of money, especially with the learning curve of business ownership. If he's that serious, maybe try to find a mentor. And that's from Summer. Good advice there.
Barbie says, I know a lot of college students who can't find work. Back his willingness to work. Michelle says, absolutely. I'm not even going to justify my answer except to say your husband's lack of faith is appalling.
Chris says, it can be tough, but college is not for everyone. Yeah.
Katie says, running a business and starting a business, two totally different things. Take some college classes on business and automotive. ASE tests in automotive give him more credibility. Business classes will help him be more organized. If he continues to work, he can also build a reputation and networking before going out on his own. It's going to take some time, but it won't cost nearly that much. So he would still have startup money plus a strong base to work off of.
A lot of great advice in there, guys. Again, you guys have $200,000. That's a lot of money. So I like they said, you want to be ASC certified. My dad was ASC certified. He was a mechanic. So I understand that certification. And he was very proud of that. And, of course, the automotive business classes. I think you got the funds to do it. So let him go down that roadway. And I think you give out a little at time as he does these things, right? So as he gets through every hoop and everything that he does. Number one, it sounds like he's very ambitious. So I love this. So maybe just,
I don't know. Trade schools. I went to a trade school. Look what I'm doing.
You're doing radio.
I'm okay.
Well,
you know,
you've been doing radio. What your whole career. Now here's the difference though. And this is going to make you laugh. It's funny. I didn't go to trade school for radio. I literally came in off the street.
Yeah.
And it was interesting in my career. I've managed multiple.
Did you go to college at all?
No. Well, for.
See, I went to college too, but
three months.
I didn't graduate. Megan, and I don't have a degree.
Megan says I went 3 months. She says I did not go to college. Even though I got accepted, went for 3 months.
Yeah.
I went for 3 months, decided that I wanted to be in radio, and that's how I got to where I got to. But I will tell you, in my career, I've overseen hundreds of radio stations as the boss, and people who went to college or went to trade school worked for me, right?
Yeah.
Without me having zero education in terms of that. It all depends on who you are, that ambition.
Well, in this business, it's who you know.
Well, and just
it really is.
You know, it's one of those things, and you got to have a track record. I have a track record, and so that's one of those things. But you got to build it. My son and I go around and around. We headbutt all the time. Oh, just hand it to you, Dad. It was just handed to you. Like,
why would he say that?
Because you got to work, man.
You've worked hard.
I was eight. Well, I was this kid. I was this small engine kid. I was 18 and decided to do radio. No one believed in me. They're like, oh, you're not going
to
make it.
Rick used to do our music logs when I was in Pennsylvania.
Way back when I was
Back in the day.
Yeah, when I was in Seattle. So, I'm behind this kid. So I like a lot of the things you guys said. Set him up for success. You got the money. Divvy it out as you see fit, and I think he's going to be okay. So let us know how it turns out. I'm really interested in this story.
I'm very curious how this is going to...
And you got a great kid. Sounds like
it does sound... Yeah, with the work ethic?
Yeah, you got a great kid, Missy. Trust me. I've seen too many...
I know.
We could go on and on about customer service these days. So, Missy, good luck. Let us know how it turns out. Call us, app chat us. What would you do in the situation? We want to know. It's other people's problems.
Listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.